This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Abby Wendell.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Let's talk today about drones. The federal government has come out with some proposed rules for using them. This is especially of interest to reporters. Jasmine, I'm sure for News 3, you'd love to have a News 3 drone cover some events, get some good video.
Yeah, I would love to have a drone, but those are not yet authorized by the federal government. And these rules that they've just put out for us to take a look at, they won't even be put into effect for another probably 12 months to maybe 2 years.
Well, there's still a comment period to go through now.
Right. And that's why they've released them, so we can all look at them and have time to comment and see how they work for us. I will say that I've been reading up on this a little bit, and it looks like many journalists are happy with these rules. They were afraid that they would have to have some kind of pilot's license, and that is not a requirement of using one of these drones. You will have to take a test, and I'm guessing it's something similar to maybe a driver's test, but for a drone.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the two things. I think some of the kind of reporting that you're able to do with a drone is really fascinating. I found there's like a big drone journalism program at the University of Lincoln, Nebraska, and they've had reporters work on a lot of different stuff in the Midwest, but they've also worked in collaboration with people. There was one where this guy was in Kenya, and apparently there's this really large waste dump area, and he was able to kind of use a drone to recreate how large it is and give people like an interactive way to really understand what it means to have a dump take over, 20% of your city or whatever.
And the way that would translate to this region, for example, is coal mines. We hear a lot of opponents of coal mines claiming certain things are being done at these operations. Well, if you could fly a drone overhead, you could see whether some of these violations are happening or whether these are exaggerations.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things that I think a lot of corporations and especially farmers are worried about is journalists using drones to hunt down, people who are violating permits or who might be, releasing too much cow poop into the water system or something like that. So there seems to be a pushback for privacy rights.
Yeah, privacy is always something that comes up anytime there's some kind of new technology out there. And just like the telephoto lens can invade privacy in some ways, so could drones very easily do that. And that's why I think the FAA has put out some recommendations on here. And I believe one of these rules would be that they have to be, they cannot be flown over someone who is not part of the flight.
Right.
So that's something that really kind of, that lessens our ability to do those kinds of things.
Well, and I think a perfect example is what happened in Ferguson, Missouri last year. It's a very dangerous situation to physically go into, but if you could fly a drone over that and give people a sense of what's happening and perhaps get a look at who's causing some of the problems, I think that would be helpful. But under this guideline here, you would not be able to do that.
Well, right. I mean, you might be able to if you're careful about it, if you hung around the perimeter,
sure.
Because drones, I think, have the capacity to kind of they don't have to necessarily be right on top of something in order to be able to see it. And I think, I can understand the concerns, but I think that, if you're doing something wrong, you shouldn't be doing something wrong. And if there are good journalists in the world, they're going to figure out that it's going on regardless of what tools they have. And as journalists, there's a lot of new tools, and drones aren't going to be the last new technology that we have access to. And it's our responsibility to figure out how to use that in an ethical manner in the, pursuit of the public interest.
Do you both agree that some sort of rules need to be in place, whether they're from the FAA or some other organization, especially for reporters to use drones?
I definitely think that putting I think the drones can be up to like 50 pounds or something like that.
They can
be. I think having rules about where. I think training is a good idea. I think anytime you're flying something in the sky where there's airplanes and who knows what else, like, yeah, definitely. I think you want to be able to see it, and I think you want to have some sense of what it is you're doing. I don't think you want anything falling off of it. So, yeah, I mean, I think some restrictions are really important. It's a responsibility.
Yeah, it is important to have some kind of rules about that. Otherwise, we just have people flying drones all over the place and maybe landing on people's homes and possibly falling out of the sky and maybe killing someone. So, I mean, there is responsibility there. Just like flying a helicopter, there's responsibility. A lot of stations, especially a lot of TV stations that use helicopters, will definitely love the drone idea. Helicopters are very expensive. You have to have a pilot who, you know, is certified. Then additionally, maybe you're flying a reporter. There have been stories, there have been events in the last couple years where, you know, helicopters have crashed and killed the crew and affected property around that area. So drones are probably going to be a safer alternative to getting that kind of video.
And there are some things that really just, like I remember, you know, I lived in Oklahoma for a while and I worked on a story years later about the Oklahoma City bombing. But the footage that was captured from the view of a helicopter of what was going on that day is just remarkable. You know, I mean, it's just a perspective that you can't really get any other way.
Do you, Jasmine, anticipate that at least in larger markets, TV stations may all have their own drone, maybe even radio stations too, but whoever is first at the scene, they get that airspace and they share their video, you know, sort of a pool reporting type of situation, rather than having a whole bunch of stations with a whole bunch of drones up in the air at the same scene? That seems like that would cause some problems.
Yeah, I don't recall if they had any rules about how many drones could be within the area. I'm not sure if I read that or not, or if I skipped over it possibly, but there probably will be have to be some kind of rule about that, because you don't want things flying into, you don't want one drone flying into the other drone. So there'll have to be some kind of rule about that. But pool coverage is used quite a bit, pulling video together and then distributing it from one camera. So you would think that maybe stations could work together like that.
All right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.